Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game 2, Mets and Cincinnati Reds, took a little bit of time to get underway. Rain delay of about an hour and 6 minutes, but when we did, it was Jose Quintana and Jacob Junis on the mound. After a scoreless first inning, Quintana walked the leadoff man Spencer Steer in the second, and then there was a runner on with one away for Ty France.
0-1 the count. Now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Diving stop, Iglesias whips it to second. One. Lindor, a first double play. And from flat on his back, Jose Iglesias raises both fists in the air triumphantly. Well, he's going to be playing a lot of second base now in the absence of the injured Jeff McNeil.
That was a terrific double play turned by Jose Iglesias. It was our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. And a terrific double play erased the leadoff walk allowed by Quintana. Two outs and no one on. Friedel and Santiago Espinal next, each single to put a pair on with two outs. Quintana struck out the former Met Ahmed Rosario, though, to end the second inning. In the bottom of the second, Jacob Junis struck out a pair for a 1-2-3 frame. After the scoreless second inning, we were on to the third. Jake Fraley led off with an infield single, and the order flipped for Jonathan India.
3-1 on India, runner at first. Pitch ripped toward the shortstop spot. Lindor to his right, fields, throw to second. One, Iglesias got it at first, double play. Boy, they could be magical here down the stretch. These two up the middle. We've already seen Iglesias go 4-6-3. This time Lindor reaching to his right, fielding in the shortstop hole. He gets it started. Two down in the third.
Yeah, the two really are rhythmic out there when they turn double plays. Quintana then put the finishing touches on the inning with a strikeout of Ellie De La Cruz. Jacob Junis kept on rolling. He made it 9-up and 9-down to start the night in the third. Top of the fourth inning with the game scoreless, Tyler Stevenson led off with a double. Then Spencer Steer popped out in foul territory for the first out. With Ty France up, Quintana bounced a 2-2 pitch that allowed Stevenson to go to third. And with Stevenson over at third, France bounced one back to the mound that Quintana held the runner at third, tossed it onto first for the second out of the inning. Two outs and a runner at third. TJ Friedel then grounded out to first base to end the inning, and Quintana stranded the leadoff double. In the top of the fourth inning, Junis made it 10 in a row to start the game, set down when he got Francisco Lindor. That nearly came to an end, though, when Brandon Nimmo was up as he hooked one into the Coca-Cola corner and right. That landed just foul, and eventually Nimmo flied out for the second out of the inning. The Mets did get their first base runner of the game next when Mark Vientos walked, but they couldn't capitalize because Pete Alonso flied out to end the inning scoreless after four. Quintana continued to roll, a 1-2-3 top of the fifth. Then in the bottom half, Junis set down the first two Mets of the inning to make it 4 2/3 hitless innings. And then after a ball came high and tight, Jose Iglesias stepped back in.
1-2 pitch. Line the other way towards the right field corner, slicing away from Fraley. It is a fair ball. Base hit. First hit for the Mets. Fraley up with it. Fires in towards second. Iglesias is there with a double. The first hit of the game for the Mets. He raises his arms triumphantly over his head and continues to make the standard motion by a Mets hitter when he comes up with a base hit. But that'll feel especially good to Iglesias. He put that right on the chalk. Down the right field line right after being knocked down.
Yeah, perfectly placed by Iglesias. Unfortunately, the Mets couldn't cash in. Francisco Alvarez went down on strikes to end the fifth. In the top of the sixth inning, Quintana struck out the first two batters of the inning, but walked Tyler Stevenson to put on a two-out base runner. That was it, though. Spencer Steer flied out to end the sixth. Jacob Junis, who was originally scheduled to be an opener in this game, was done after five shutout innings. Sam Moll took over in the bottom of the sixth, and the first to greet him was Harrison Bader.
And the 0-1 on the way to Bader, swinging a drive pretty deep to right center. Friedel going back near the track, near the wall. It's gone! Harrison Bader goes oppo against Sam Moll, who just came out of the bullpen for Bader, who had been 0 for his last 15 and 2 for his last 43. His 11th home run of the year. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. That ball carried into the Cincinnati bullpen. Perhaps with a message on it from Bader and the Mets. Okay, you got away with Junis, but we'll make you pay now.
That's the Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Leadoff home run for Harrison Bader, and the Mets were on the board. Francisco Lindor next. His on-base streak extended to 35 games with a walk. Mole then hit Brandon Nimmo, and the Mets had a pair on with nobody out. And Mole was done after facing three batters. Carson Spears took over for Cincinnati with two on and nobody out. Mark Vientos popped out to start his outing, and then Pete Alonso came to the plate.
Here another chance for Pete with a man in scoring position, his first such opportunity today. But he has only hit 209 for the year with a man in scoring position. 1-0 Mets, two on, one out. First pitch, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle, base hit into center field. Lindor rounds third, he comes home to score. Going to second and stopping there is Nimmo. And on at first with an RBI single is Pete Alonso. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead.
So the Mets tacked on another one. It was 2-0 Mets. Jesse Winker then flied out for the second out of the inning, which meant there were two out there for J.D. Martinez.
And now with a count full, the runners, Nimmo at second, Alonso at first, will have automatic starts on a payoff pitch. Spires come set. And here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a drive deep to left. Back goes Steer. He won't get it. It's in for a hit and rolls to the wall. It's going to score two. Nimmo is in. Alonso right behind him scores standing. Going to second and stopping there with a two-run double is J.D. Martinez. And the Mets have a 4-0 lead.
So J.D. provided us with our insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance as the Mets threw up a four spot. Spires ended the inning next when he struck out Jose Iglesias. 4-0 Mets after six. Top of the seventh inning, Ty France grounded out to start the inning against Jose Quintana, who then came back with a strikeout of T.J. Friedl for the second out of the inning. Carlos Mendoza gave Quintana a shot at seven scoreless, and he came also close. A ground ball to third resulted in an infield single and an E5 on a throwing error by Mark Vientos that allowed Santiago Espinal to reach. Quintana was done. Adam Ottavino took over in a 4-0 game, and he struck out the pinch hitter Will Benson to end the top of the seventh. Spires returned for the bottom of the seventh. He walked the leadoff man Francisco Alvarez. He then set down the next two Mets before allowing an infield single to Brandon Nimmo, but struck out Mark Vientos for the final out. After seven, Danny Young took over in the eighth. He set the Reds down in order with a couple of strikeouts. In the bottom half, the Mets did put some pressure on against Spires. Pete Alonso led off and reached on an error, and a two-out single by Jose Iglesias chased Pete to third. Mets had runners at the corners with two outs. Francisco Alvarez flied out to end the rally. Non-save situation in the ninth. Edwin Diaz took over. He hit Tyler Stevenson to start the ninth. Then Spencer Steer popped out for the first out of the inning. Ty France then singled up the middle, and all of a sudden things were getting a little bit dicey as Diaz had two base runners on, but he responded with a strikeout of Rhys Hines. Second out of the inning, two on, last chance for the Reds with Santiago Espinal.
2-1 pitch, swing on a high pop-up behind short, should end the game. Lindor on the outfield grass, makes the catch, put it in the books. The New York Mets have a 9-game winning streak. They have made it 2 in a row over the Cincinnati Reds. No save for Edwin Diaz, but a win for Jose Quintana, who is terrific through 6 2/3.
Win number 100 for Jose Quintana and a 9-game winning streak for the Mets.